I want to welcome us all once again to this program that I believe that God is going to use to be a blessing to us. My friend, my brother, a man of integrity, a man in demand all around the world. He's not a stranger to this ministry, but we thank God for his life. And I trust so much the grace of God upon him. We also have Evangelist Ramona in the house. You're welcome. Minister Rachel, you're welcome. Reverend Akatu Ode, my very good friend, who has spoken to us this morning already, and will be speaking also in the evening. We're having a double ministration this evening. I want us to give a Wisdom Assembly welcome to Evangelist Boyega Shita, all the way from Manchester, United Kingdom. Hallelujah.
One or two songs. I have an hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Are you able to do that with me? Yeah, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Hallelujah. All right. Do you want to stand on your feet and let's take that song together? You know the keys and all that?
I don't.
You don't? Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise the everlasting. You call us in with that and then we start. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Fantastic. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Thank you. praise Him, praise Him,
praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise the Eternal.
Lift your hands and worship Him, give Him praise, praise Him,
praise Him.
Father, we thank you. To Jesus be all the glory. To Jesus be all the honor. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We give you all the honor. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Now, before we take our seats, there's one more stanza which says, angels help us to adore Him.
Behold Him.
Angels in the height adore Him. Now, hold on. Well, that's okay, but the one I know says, angels help us to adore Him, but it's all right. Angels in the height adore Him. Ye behold Him face to face. Now, look at the words of those hymns. And I want you to sing it from your heart. Sun and moon, bow down before Him. Dwellers all in time and space, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise with us the God of grace. Hallelujah. All right, call us in again. Call us in.
Angels in the height adore Him, ye behold Him face to face, sun and moon bow down before Him, dwellers all in time and space.
We bless you, Lord. Oh, Ramashenda Bakorima Sendele Maramashila. Oh, Ramashila Ramalagaraba Soto Roboshila. Rima Soto Roboshila Rabalagaraba. We worship. Oh, Rimashila Rabalagaraba. Jesus, the Son of God. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, Lord Jesus, the Son of God. I believe in you. The Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you, Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Thank you, Father. Shalala sopara nushira. Yes, Lord. Ask, Lord, that you will use me for your glory. Thank you, Father. Shalaba sopra legada. Let no one go back the same. Oh, my Father, give us an encounter with your presence. Let our lives experience transformation. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Season for people, for some people here, it's a new season. I have tested and checked you to see what is in your heart all these months and years. That word first came a couple of minutes ago while I was in the pastor's office. But I feel the Lord leading me to say the same word right now. I've tested your heart. I've tested you, says the Lord. I was aware of the challenges you went through. I'm aware of what you're going through. My ears are not deaf. I heard your prayers, but I allowed the situations and circumstances to see what you are made up of, to see your heart, to test your heart. And that you may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Because you had a little strength, and you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name, I also will keep you from the hour of trials and temptations coming upon the world. I also will glorify you, says the Lord. I will hold you by your right hand, and I will say to you, I will help you. I I believe in you. I believe in you. Shatalaba Ramazopreligado Sotobahat. Lift your hands everywhere. There's a mighty wave of God's glory in this building right now. There's a mighty wave of God's glory. We love you, we love you, we love you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless your name. We bless your name. Ori mashende lebo sopra liga da baliga lebo sorobo shende lebo. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, yala ba 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 ba. We love you, we love you, we love you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. You are Alpha and Omega, Jesus. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are an Omega. Jesus, Jesus. We worship our God. You are worthy.
Jesus. Ha ha ha.
We love you, we love you, we love you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless your name. Thank you for divine presence. Thank you for divine presence. Lift your hands up. We thank you. We thank you. There are 14 people in this building right now. 14 of you. The Lord will have me say to you, open your ears. I'll make you here in the course of today's message what I am saying concerning your life. 14 of you, you've been asking the Lord to speak. The Lord said, I say to you, open your ears, for in today's message you will hear my voice give you specific direction. There are 7 people under the sound of my voice. There's a wave of glory. You feel like a warm heat sensation of God's power on you right now. That's a sign that God is telling you, I am making you to recover and to bounce back. Yeah, it's a clear sign. 7 of you, you feel the power of the Lord, a wave of glory all over you right where you are. A wave of glory. You can feel that sensation of God's power coming upon you right now. He says, I will make you bounce back. I will make you recover. The coming year, I will give you speed like never before. Oh, my goodness. Lift your hands. Get ready. There's a mighty wave of God's glory. Mighty wave of power. Shalamos. Lepotoso pakata. Have your way. Yeah, there's a mighty wave. There's a mighty flow of the glory. There's a mighty flow of the glory. The Lord is nullifying every attack of the enemy. There's a family here. Every attack is like a serial event. As you're coming out of one, another is happening. As you're coming out of one, another is happening. And all these things are just overwhelming you almost at the same period. There's a family here. You've gone through series, multiple attack from the pit of hell, and all at the same period. And you are wondering what is happening. Right now, the hand of the Lord is upon that family. And the Lord will have me say to you, don't forget I gave you my word, that I will be with you in fire, in water. It shall not overflow. It shall not burn you. The Lord says, I should say to you, I am with you and no hurt will come upon you. Thank you. It's a mighty wave of glory. Lord, this meeting has been declared open. Please, I ask you, visit us in your presence. Intensity of the fire right now is increasing. God is performing internal healing. There's an organ replacement right now. There's an internal healing happening right now in the name of Jesus. Leposo parando shekatalaba. Reposo pakatalaba. It's a mighty flow. Mighty flow. I'm hearing a word the Lord is telling me to say to someone. He said, don't quit. That's what I'm hearing. Don't quit. The enemy wants you to quit so you can become vulnerable. He wants you to leave the place where you have a spiritual cover. He says, don't quit. Don't quit. Lift your hands one more time. Say, Jesus, Son of the living God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Touch me by your power. touch me by your presence. Change my life. Change my situation. Move me to the next level. Oh, my Father, I ask right now, move me to the next level, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Now, take your seats quietly on that, this anointing of the Spirit. And then those who felt God's power touch them, I will ask you to come right to the altar quickly. I need to do that quickly. Thank you. Those who felt God's power touched you in the last few moments, just leave your seats right now and come right here. I just want to minister to the people who felt the power of the Lord touched them. Ma, the Lord will have me say to you that be strong and be courageous. He says, I'll bless you. I will reward your faithfulness. I'll reward your commitment. He said, I planted you in this house for my divine purpose. Planted you in this place for my divine purpose. I pray for fresh anointing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh strength in Jesus' name. Divine touch. So much power in this building. Divine touch. I speak peace into your life. I speak calmness to every raging storm. I ask the Lord to move you up and take you to the next level. In the name of Jesus, I pray for fresh hopes. Ushers, what are you doing? Ushers, don't be carried away, please. I speak peace to your life. The Lord is asking me to say to you, sir, be patient. I am with you. Even if you didn't see signs and evidence, he says, I am with you. He sent me here to encourage people. For the service this morning, we hope to see you. The glory of God is still on her. She put on her seat, otherwise she's still going to be under the influence of the anointing of the Spirit. The meeting continues in the evening. Let me make that announcement quickly. The meeting continues in the evening, and I expect that we invite friends from other churches, other places. Invite your family friends, invite people, and let's come and enjoy God's manifested presence this evening, and it continues tomorrow evening and Tuesday evening and on in the week. Lined up events for our refreshing. It is my prayer that this week will leave an indelible landmark in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and say, Father, speak to me this morning, change my life in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Wait a moment. Is this for me, yeah? Half an hour more. I crave your indulgence to add 5 minutes. I didn't know the worship would be protracted. I just wanted to sing one hymn and then go into the ministry of the word. I'm sure my big brother will not mind. Sir, can they add 5 more minutes on that stop clock? It's showing 30 more minutes. So make it 35 more minutes. Thank you very much. I want to appreciate the friendship and the fellowship extended to me by Pastor Carl and his wife and his family and Wisdom Assembly. I want to appreciate the right hand of fellowship. I appreciate every time I'm called to be a blessing to you. I count it a great privilege. And I want to say thank you very much. I want us to celebrate this great man, the servant of God. Let's appreciate God for his love. Now, I've met few men who love God like this man does. No flattery. Who has passion for God. Can spend and be spent for God. No flattery. I've been privileged to speak in several nations of the world. And I've ministered in thousands of churches and ministries across the world. So I'm not flattering him. And any day, any time, by the grace of God, as God permits, he calls on me, I will make my way here to be a blessing, to support any day, any time. I salute your passion for the Lord, sir, and may God increase you in Jesus' name. Evangelist Ramona and Samis Rachel, good to see you. I wasn't expecting to see you this morning, but somehow I just felt that you are connected to this ministry as well. God bless you. Good to see you in Jesus' name. And while I was worshiping, I felt the Lord speaking to my spirit and saying that I should encourage you. It's going to strengthen your body. I don't know what's been going on. I don't know. But to be honest with you, as I was worshiping, I had that word saying, look beyond what you see. I will strengthen you. I'll make you 10 times stronger than you have ever been, says the Lord. I'll strengthen your body. I'll put strength in your mortal body. You won't break down. You will not break down. I'll give you more power, more fire, more strength, says the Lord. The Bible talks about the Apostle Paul in Acts 28. This is just for you. The Bible says, after the serpent coiled around his hand, in Acts 28, verse 1 to 6, after the serpent coiled around his hand, something must have happened, and the people were waiting for him to drop down, swell up, and die. But after they had waited a long while, and they saw no harm come on him, the Bible says they changed their minds and said, this must be a god. Therefore, your enemies will wait for a long time. They will wait in vain. They are waiting. They are saying that they are saying that, well, she will soon drop down. They are saying that she will soon swell up. But they will wait in vain. The Bible says, when they waited a great while and saw no harm come on him, they changed their minds. And those who are fighting against you will fight for you. I prophesy over your life. The powers working against you, now they will work for you. Can I hear better? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to speak today, this morning, because the general theme of this conference, of this prayer and power conference, is, oh Lord, take me to the next level. That's the general thing. But I just want to speak on the subject from glory to glory. Somebody say, from glory to glory. And I need you to understand, first of all, that it is God's plan and purpose and desire for every one of us, his children, to move to next level. Now, let me give you a few examples in the scriptures. And you will see that it is like God to move up. It is like God to change levels. It is like God to appreciate and increase. It's unlike God for you to go down. It's unlike God for you to decrease. It's not of God for you to depreciate. You need to understand that very well. Again, our definition or perspective of increase, appreciation, promotion, next level is different from God's perspective. And that's where many of us will be taken aback. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, it says that what is usually esteemed among men is what? Is abomination to God. What is esteemed among men most times is abomination to God. What man calls promotion, increase, enlargement, prosperity may not necessarily be God's perspective of prosperity. You must also understand that. If you understand that, you will not be disappointed. If you understand that, you will not be envious unnecessarily. If you understand that, you will not compare yourselves with other people. If you understand that. In the book of 2 Corinthians 3:18, I will ask the media people to be as fast as possible so I can gain time. The scriptures I will be quoting, you just project them so I don't have to read, search them in the Bible. You just project them. 2 Corinthians 3:18, the Bible says, declares, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Somebody say, from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's another way of saying the Holy Ghost is the one who generates that process. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed. Someone said changed. The word change is the same word transformed. The word change is the same word to metamorphosis. It's the original word metamorpho. It means metamorphosis. We are changed into the same image. The image of who? The image of Jesus in all ramification. We are changed into the same image of Jesus from one level of glory to another level of glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter number 3 verse 18, hear what the Bible declares. It says the path of a just man is as a shining light. The path of a just man. Now, how many just people do we have here? Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. Change it to Proverbs 4:18. Thank you. How many just do we have here? Some are not sure of themselves. How many just people do we have here? Okay, wait. Maybe you don't understand. How many of you are washed in the blood of Jesus? You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. So if you are cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus, you are just before God. Come and say, I'm just. Come and say, I'm righteous by the blood of Jesus. Not by your power, but by his grace. So the Bible tells me this is how your path in life should look like. The path of a just is as the shining light. Someone say shining light.